She will be brought forth in glory regardless of how many souls fail to honor their spiritual father and also this earthly mother who feeds their bodies with her love and her generous soil. Having so shared, let us review the behavior befitting humankind on this planet. Do not doubt your responsibility or your power. As a co-creator in training, there is much you can do as one person and in groups to bring peace. For peace is the issue. Think peaceful thoughts, then. Meditate and pray daily at least 20-30 minutes without fail. Behave peacefully. Join your peaceful heart and mind with those like yourself at least once weekly in meditation for peace. Reach out to those who are lost, afraid, or uncommitted to peace, to love and to God. But realize they have the free will to reject your overtures and may not choose to spiritually advance. About this there is nothing we can do, for God Himself granted this gift of choice. Love, but release them. Those who deny God's truth will go their own way and these souls will be separated into a more suitable learning experience elsewhere. This is the message I bring and this is your role as an initiate of self-mastery. Do everything you can to establish peace on earth. It was for this you journeyed here. Remember your identity and place this advice in true perspective. You are caretakers of earth. You are disciples. What is a disciple? A dedicated server of mankind, a person bridging to realities, heaven and earth. A disciple is a mystic who experiences God's presence in heart and mind and exemplifies higher truth on earth so struggling humanity can be touched, be healed. In this compassionate purity life is exquisitely simple, and the personality is not entrapped in the false glamours of living on earth. Rather there is immense clarity and ease of purpose through apparent obstacles and dark valleys of illusion. As a disciple you choose to become beacons from a divine reality to a floundering, endangered planetary citizenry longing for love and peace. Like the solid rock that gives security amidst a flood, your lighthouse of peace will overcome fear and help solve the human problems of the earthly environment which must be met, the misery and unhappiness caused by unconsciousness. Above all, the spiritual journey as disciple requires that you live and demonstrate what you profess to the best of your ability. You were created by love to love, and with wisdom to be wise. Reverence for all life is your major theme and the measuring stick for your behavior. In light and energy you grew, as the Creator's intent for your immortality sang its song throughout the universe and birthed you as a cosmic petal on love's flower. You are beloved beyond measure on the skeins of eternity where your love and wisdom now display themselves before a parent's delight and the eyes of your galactic family. We are with you now and far beyond this time and place, but know always that you are guided from within. Peace in the name of the one who parented everything. May your appreciation and gratitude for your life, all life, be shown by your thoughts and deeds. Begin the day in reverence. And the day in thanksgiving. Show appreciation for all you are and all you can yet become as we go together now in happy homecoming. Blessed is life, blessed are we. And in that certainty we rest in love and joy forever. Amen, God's child. Amen. 1994-1995 comments are contained in chapters X and 11. 98, Guidelines for the Religions. I came 2,000 years ago to guide you into this present opportunity for spiritual ascension, as have many other great teachers of the past. Did you listen to us and take action? Do you follow God's inner voice for love and peace? If not, I will now clarify that the present-day religion is still for this purpose, to connect you to God through your human personality's communication with its soul. And then to connect your soul to God's higher realms. Therefore, every organized institution held in my name is herewith ordered to examine its rituals and to change them if they do not include a time of quiet meditation. The membership should be allowed and encouraged to sit quietly for 20 minutes as part of the service, to hear what God would say to each one. A message may be given and the use of music is uplifting. But the critical part of the time should be spent in quietude with the soul. Yes, you all still have the same commandments while you remain in a third dimensional body. The commandments to love and not kill or harm, for you live in a zone of temptation and negativity. This third dimensional zone requires you to cross the veil between what you see with your mere physical senses and what you know exists from your soul level. And for this, a bridge is necessary. Meditation, prayer, and contemplation form that bridge. Churches must implement and encourage this practice, dear ones. Otherwise, many who seek to build a bridge to God in meditation will be forced to go outside of the present church organizations. As your world teacher and the love, wisdom ray for planet Earth, I recommend daily prayer and meditation to remind you of your connection to God. For I came to demonstrate humanity's immortal soul nature. That which you call death is only an upgrading of your present physical body into a form of glowing light that is eternal and ongoing. By my resurrection you were shown the model or pattern that you yourself acquire at the time you presume you die. I repeat to you that you cannot die. However, and this is critical, what you think and the way you act do have an effect on both your earth life and your after-earth life. The greatest gift any religion can give its members and participants is to place them in touch with their own inner teacher so their awareness of death, as a transition process, becomes certain. The way religions teach about this transition from matter back to energy and the rituals they have about it vary greatly, but the ideal theme should be the same. Since soul essence lives forever, your first requirement as a human being is belief in God, belief in the nature of your soul, and your certainty of a before life and an afterlife. Since you are all one in God, if you accept that identity, it matters not which world religion you follow if it takes you to God with clarity and certainty that death is not the end. Let us have unity about our love for God within the diversity of the various groups and not separate ourselves as superior or more beloved than others. Do not be self-righteous. It is an easy trap. God loves all human beings and does not judge them. You have judged yourself, and therefore others. I recommend you relinquish judgment and accept love and forgiveness for everything real or imagined that has been done by you and others. The focus of my appearance was to bring love and institute forgiveness, to bring simplicity. Therefore, I am angry, and I use this word advisedly, that so-called Christian religions held in my name are filled with pomp and grandeur that distinguishes the priests and ministers as those who know God, from the congregation as those who do not and must be taught. This subservience is erroneous as a pattern for love. For love accepts and is in partnership with all others. Temporary assistance may be given, but no one person is more entitled to or worthy of God's love than any other person. These are theological differences are a human limitation and prevent upward spiritual progress. When I came to you 2,000 years ago, I said to you, "You are the light of the world." I did not expect churches with glorious robes and artifacts of gold to be established in my name. I did not expect people to seize power in the name of God and to perpetrate their individual needs for glorification through the use of my name. I did not expect Jew and Gentile to be separated or Christians pitted against followers of Buddha, Krishna or Muhammad. No, I did not. But look what has happened. This planet's formula for spiritual growth has been undermined by those evil, egotistical personalities whose need for power has overcome them and short-circuited the opportunity for humanity's spiritual return to God. Still, the plan will unfold as these structures and rigidities of spiritual limitation are released or destroyed. I ask every soul to consider whether its minister, priest, rabbi, guru or teacher is in direct connection with God and is intentionally bringing each of its charges into direct guidance from God. If the religion, or group, in which you practice your belief and love of God is not bringing to you the opportunity for full spiritual development and soul growth, through direct revelation and inner knowing, then you should leave that group and find another. You need not cling to ritualistic practices, but may begin your own connections to God directly through your soul. No longer should financial support be given to those organizations that do not bring you a personal connection and experience. If your churches and your temples do not bring you into the fruition of your soul growth, then they do not serve you and must be abandoned. I repeat, must be abandoned. The truth is that all sons and daughters of all colors, religions and nations are welcomed in God's family if they choose it. but each individual soul has a unique path which gives different opportunities and expanding levels of growth both on earth and in the heavenly realms beyond. Because your depth of love and service create the type of assignment or activity here and in the many mansions of the universe, you have been advised to practice love and to give caring to others. For it is upon this record that you receive, by magnetic attraction, the next experience. Spiritual progression has always been a part of God's plan for humanity's evolution because there is much to learn and demonstrate before you are fully healed of negativity and ready for the potential opportunity that awaits. Look into the night sky and see the universe with its sparkling stars and planets, comets and other objects you do not even know yet. Are they, too, not alive? Do they not also serve God? Surely you cannot imagine that earth life is all there is. That would be amusing. Open your minds if you've ever held such a thought. You are not ignorant peasants of yesteryear any longer. Your technology has brought you to the brink of a so-called space age. God is there, everywhere present. Do not doubt. Your religious teachings must include this expanding awareness of life beyond your own tiny planet. A religion must inspire humanity to know more and use what it learns with love. Always love. This is the never-ending commandment to every religion. For love is an actual energy or substance of which the universe is made and held in place. Without it we would all perish. It is not some unimportant ingredient of life without first priority. Love is your primary obligation on this planet, and if you deny yourself love, you will become stunted. Probably ill. But it is always your choice, by God's gift. Those of us in the heavenly realms, which even now beckon you onward, work as a team to develop humanity's abilities and attitudes. No one who wishes to grow will be overlooked. Your every desire to know and serve God will bring you higher and higher in the universal scheme of things. Then you will understand my mission, and your own, more fully. For now just accept that this is so and that death is merely the end of a single drama with many soul activities remaining. This tapestry of becoming a worthy companion to God, and of divesting your personality of its limitations, is the true teaching of any belief system, philosophy, or church. Without imagination, love and joy something is missing in spiritual teachings. Look within your belief structure to see what goals you hold and how you express them. I promise you that any church which deifies me instead of acknowledging God is behaving erroneously and should stop immediately. You pray and meditate in God's house, however, God can be experienced anywhere. Those who have experienced God's nature themselves frequently bring forth a great creative work of music, art, or literature which draws us nearer to God and to the vivifying expression of love. The beauty and aesthetic uplifting of these soulful, intuitive things may be more meaningful than a ritualistic church meeting, just as the simple beauty of nature crowns your hearts and souls with joy. Open your eyes. All around you are these witnesses of God's love to humanity. This abundance is freely given for your use and enjoyment. Sit by a stream, if you can find one that is unpolluted. Listen to birds singing, where the trees have not been sickened by your smog-filled cities. Examine a tiny flower for its exquisite expression of symmetry and color. Amidst this variety, feel the presence of God's unending love for you. Allow your heart to expand and reach out to the animal life, things of the sea and water. Is it not difficult to kill the lambs and cattle for your food? Are you not the caretakers of the earth and all upon it? Yes. God's original design called for all life forms on the planet to be interdependent and symbiotic.